Good afternoon, listeners. It's me, John, the guy that does this bit. Welcome to Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. Join us as our story continues. The fallout of the last episode is dealt with, and the preparations for the next episode has begun. All while things happen in the middle. This is about as generic as I can get. Korchev is dead. Tom's unhappy with me for killing one of his favorite characters from season one. That's as far as I can get with this. The guys are gonna chat with some people about what's going on. See what they can do about furthering the mission. So yeah, that's what's gonna happen. I've ruined it for you. All been spoiled. I don't remember what happened. There was a lot of drinking. There's always a lot of drinking. We're terribly irresponsible people. Anywho, enjoy this latest Esposito'd. I'll workshop it, but yeah, enjoy. Peace.
I don't know whether this is the mulled wine talking, but I think we're doing all right. God bless us, everyone.
It's definitely the mulled wine talking.
Compared to half the world in 2020, I think we're all doing pretty well.
I think you're underplaying it, Tom. Compared to about 80% of the world in 2020, we're doing fine.
Yeah. Duck it, everyone, or 2020. Whatever, take your pick.
This isn't a humble brag, this is a straight up brag.
Yeah.
We're all okay.
We are all okay.
All right. So, Esposito, I will give you a recap. In the last session, you managed to make your way onto the bridge of the Sao Paulo with surprisingly little bloodshed, or surprisingly little further bloodshed. There was quite a lot of bloodshed before that. But in the last session, not so much. Doc, realizing that he wasn't going to win a fight, unhappily let you see Korchev, who you found speaking with a hologram of the creature that you've all seen before in various ways through dreams, visions. Dumas forgot his, but then remembered it again. Tell me you've not forgotten it again. Do you remember that you've spoken to this thing before?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, cool. So the creature seemed to puppet Korchev and spoke with you all, seemingly very confident that you had no way of stopping its plans. Also assuming that you knew what its plans were. At the end, it used some sort of power to attack you all and kill Korchev. I think you then spoke with Pax and told him what you'd learnt. You asked him to drop the communications blackout. Doc did the same for the Infinity Core. The Eldora 7th Fleet is still in a defensive position around the Crucible, commanded by Dora's father. From what you'd learned before, the Crucible seems to be powering machines that are working on the Star of the Galactic Core. You assume to pull a huge chunk of the galaxy into Xenotirum space, and that's kind of where we're at. But you also, sorry, I forgot this, you also all leveled up twice. I think that's fair. You jumped across a solar system from one tiny speck to another tiny speck. You infiltrated the capital ship of the Infinity Core, got to its bridge, surviving. So I think, you know, that's fair.
I feel like surviving is definitely a key part of it.
Yeah, you survived all of those things.
And we tried to do it as bloodlessly as possible.
You tried really hard not to kill a lot of people. And unfortunately, when you're boarding a ship and infiltrating the bridge of a military vessel, they tend to not go for peaceful options.
Some people are going to die.
Yeah, people are going to die.
It's a bloodless coup. All smotherings.
Mike's not even here. When did Mike leave?
Did he just bust out for that entire explanation? John, don't recap anything. Just keep him really confused for the rest of the session.
Absolutely not. I mean, what are we going to do now?
This is a bit dark, but why do I feel like he may have just like had a heart attack and fallen off his chair? Like, while we're
He was on the elliptical.
Mike, are you dead? Mike, are you dying? Mike,
if you cry for help, you're on mute. Just send a text.
God so, help yeah,
like, give us that's a call.
I had a feeling this would be how we lost Mike.
It's going to be really shit if he is actually dead, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man, can you imagine? We're going to have to do like a condolence episode. We're going to have to do, like, Tom, you're going to have to like do a super cut of all the stupid things he said. God.
We can combine forces and do season one and season two editing down to just literally everything Mike ever said.
In memoriam.
Out of context.
As we are recording now, I feel like this is a really good time to say, you know, welcome to our very special Guy Fawkes Night episode, which is a holiday that for some reason we celebrate in England and nobody really cares why. We just like blowing up fireworks.
Yeah, I was very confused. Yeah. Well, you know, educate people. That's fine. It's cool.
It's like the opposite of 4th of July. Because rather than celebrating independence, we're celebrating keeping Parliament and the monarchy.
You see, this is what got me, because when I was a kid, I always thought we, because I don't know, I guess it was like the area I was in and the people I was around, but I always thought we were celebrating how close Guy Fawkes came to blowing up the government.
I thought the same.
Like, that always made more sense to me.
I had to be corrected by a German girl on this when there's a group of Germans and one of them asked about Guy Fawkes Night and I said it, we are celebrating the night where someone stood up against tyranny and tried to overthrow an oppressive megalomaniac monarch who was oppressing his... And then this German girl had to step in and actually tell me that I've been misunderstanding our own fucking public.
You've got that wrong, Tom. We're celebrating the status quo.
Well, yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? I am a bit worried about Mike. Can we confirm that thing behind him is a painting and not actually blood splatter?
Oh, no, we've discussed
this. Oh, no, we've referenced this before.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, but it's at a jaunty angle now, which means he might have reached up at some point and tried to go for help.
No, it was at a jaunty angle before.
Was it?
Okay. It was at a jaunty. I would be worried if it was leveled. I'll message him.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Oh, here he is. Oh, thank God.
Sorry, guys.
I was about to ask if he had been locked into the room that Tom's been plastering.
We're getting genuinely worried you might be dead, though, Mike.
No, no. Charlie just burnt herself, so it's helping her out.
Classic Charlie.
I don't know what that was, John, but I enjoyed it.
Mike dies in your elliptical room, and you just let him cry for help.
Oh, Charlie, you scamp.
So, Mike, I think you missed most of the recap, but let's move on to everyone's levelling up.
Don't worry, I remember. I wasn't absolutely wasted last session or anything like that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to navigate this for you. Dumas, tell me about your level up. What you done? Where you leveled up with those two level ups?
I got slightly better at magic. There's the good shit, like everyone will have got the proficiency bonus, which is turbo super fun time good.
The bonus is now plus four.
I took an ASI in intelligence to try and make my magic slightly better.
That's ability score improvement.
When did you all start calling it ASI?
I've never heard it before. I knew what it was. So did you get the plus two bump in intelligence?
If you go on the internet, it's just ASI, just because
we're not people.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
We released this podcast analog, Tom.
I said
we record it onto little tapes, and we just throw it through people's windows.
Also, that's just a lie.
I would love that. to tape them to bricks.
It would be a lie, and like the thing is, tapes aren't even that helpful because you've got mini tapes, you've got micro tapes, you've got just straight up.
If Bull is using a micro tape, who's going to listen to us in a dictaphone? Think, mate, John. Think.
Mate, it's a real struggle.
No,
no. No, it's not. Look me in the eye and lie to me like
that. All right. It's John, a real struggle. No, in the early stage of the hour. No, this is too specific.
John, I'm fed up of your contrarian bullshit. Be quiet while I tell you about my level up.
Oh, I love how belligerent we've gotten already.
I'm fucked down while I drink my facts and tell you about my character.
Oh yeah. You tell him. Tell him, Tom.
Sponsored by Facts.
Drink of Kings. So, also, yeah, I got some new spells, which is fun.
Cool. Not spells, Asper powers. Come on.
Oh, TM. Yarbles to you. Great stonking blockos.
Tom Owen, I trust you can edit that down to a quick 2-minute description.
You expect far too much of me.
No, I don't.
Keep it in, Tom. Keep it all in.
I'll just keep the facts part in.
I kind of
because they're also watching our most recent episode as well.
I kind of want to keep in the stuff about us releasing the podcast as a tape up until Tom got pissy about a joke. But
I'm the opposite. I would like to delete all of joke and just have me being pissy.
Okay.
I would like you to delete the first eighth of the joke, remove the second to last 16th, and just have people be really confused about the editing.
Well, now I realize we need to have all of it. Because
everyone's a producer now.
No. No one's a producer. Producer is a dog shit title. Producer means nothing.
Can I be producer?
Yeah, you're a producer.
Excellent.
Welcome to nothing. I hope you're happy.
It's not from where I started.
Producer basically means you're acting in it, but you're rich.
I'm rich now?
Yeah, you're rich.
I mean, out of all of us.
The entire cast. Like, you're rich relatively.
Relative to us.
Relative to us, Tom. You own a house, so you're
the bank owns my house.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mr. Petit Bourgeoisie, with your mortgage.
You have the crippling debt for the rest of your life, like we all have, but you chose.
Yeah.
Like we
Boo.
All do. Okay. We're going in circles. We're circling the drain. I don't know how.
I'm not editing any of this.
flat out refuse.
Okay, let's move on. Let's try and move on.
We can only try.
I don't know. Who wants to talk about their things? Who else leveled up? Like,
we all leveled up.
It was all of us. All of us leveled up.
Yeah, all right. But who's not told us that? You've none. Okay.
John, take control of the situation.
Rebook, what did you get? What have you done? What's happening in Rebook Town, population Rebook?
Population Rebook. Rebook Town has expanded into Warrior for 2 levels, which means the same number of hit points I get as a Hunter anyway, so that's not a massive increase. But still, I'm on 77 hit points now, which is nice. Slightly less squishy. Proficiency bonus is now 4, the same as everyone else, and I've picked an archetype for Warrior, which is the Paragon. I kind of feel like Alligator Alley have missed a trick by having one of the classes called Paragon and then not calling one of the other subclasses Renegade.
Oh, that would have been a nice
very legal thing.
Surely that's a better name for Commander.
Yeah. Shit.
But anyway, basically it means I can, as a bonus action, have advantage and add my constitution bonus to damage rolls for the rest of that round.
Okay.
So my shit rolling is somewhat negated by that archetype.
Is it though? We'll find out next time on Esposito. This has been fun. See you guys later. Dora, what's your level up?
Dora took another couple of levels in Engineer, which means she's got some more techniques. And she also is now more charismatic than she was before, because she's super charismatic. I don't know if you noticed.
Was that even possible?
Genuinely hadn't.
She can hit harder and hit easier, folks.
Cool. Hard, what was your level up?
I took one more level in Warrior, so I got a sweet ASI, I guess we're now calling it.
That's
apparently.
What
we're not calling it that. That's not what it's called.
Because we're cool, and we're not sharing memos with Aaron, I guess. So,
that's what Reddit calls it, and I don't truck with them. No, I do. Reddit, you're lovely.
Yeah, don't piss off Reddit. That's where I post these things once we've done the whole series, and I just dump them all on there.
Reddit doesn't give a shit about us. Sorry, carry on.
It's literally because I don't update it until we've done the series, and then I'm like, bleh. Anyway, so I've done that, got the sweet ability score increases, so I'm more dexterous and I'm slightly more wise, not to the point where you'd notice, and I'm really good at hitting things now. I've got a +9, but I'm also taking a level in Hunter, and that's where the good shit comes in, because now I've got Expert Wayfarer, which lets me ignore difficult terrain, gives me an advantage on initiative rolls, advantage on attack rolls on the first turn of combat against people who haven't acted yet. Difficult terrain doesn't slow the group down, can't get lost. I can stealth at normal speed and accurately track groups, which is fucking baller. Cool. And then I've got Know Your Target, which lets me know things about some people that I'm hunting, like a serial killer or Bear Grylls.
Cool.
So I want to be able to track the technically bastard thing. That's my quarry. For reference to people who are listening to this, I'm doing the eye pointy thing. You know, where you take your two fingers and you point them at your eyes and then you point them at a person. That's what I'm doing.
Problem is, you're pointing at a screen and there's four people that you could be.
You know who I'm pointing at.
I don't know. I don't know who you could be pointing at. All right.
It's implied.
We'll get to it when you specifically choose after your long rest. Or do you want to do it now?
Yeah, I see how it is.
Right. Cool. You've leveled up. So, yeah, you're stood on the bridge of the Sao Paulo. Doc's just cut the communications blackout, and you wait for a second, and one of the crewmen says, the Prometheans have cut their communications blackout too, so have the Conclave fleet.
Does that mean we can communicate ship to ship?
They should leave the Eldore.
The Eldore didn't seem to have a communications blackout in place, because at a certain point, it seems like overkill.
Well, I've got to admit, I don't think I'm the right person to be leading the communications on this one.
Perhaps someone who has recently become more charismatic.
Something about the sound of my voice seems to turn people off to diplomacy sometimes.
So, did you say someone who's recently become very charismatic?
For some bizarre reason, Dora sparkles as she says this.
I still don't know why he put on all that body glitter before it went into a fight.
Because I'm fabulous, bitches. I just, like, toss a load of glitter. Do, like, a wank-off sign and just toss it all over Hood.
It's horrible that I know what you mean.
Oh, it's in my face. It's in my eyes. I think some got in my mouth. Oh, it's in my hair. It's everywhere.
You Spider-Man Hutt with glitter.
I was about to say, I believe the term is Spider-Manning.
We spend too much time together.
Spider-Man him hard. It's called the Fabulous Spider-Man.
I was thinking more Silence of the Lambs, but this is much more pleasant.
Yeah.
It's only a Fabulous Spider-Man when there's glitter. This is fine now, but...
The Fabulous Spider-Man is trademarked by Esposito. We own that. If you... ever use it, and don't of pay us a pound. A pound to Americans is like a dollar but worth more.
Any usage of semen and glitter mixed together, we own that.
I don't think we can claim that.
Okay? Also, no one else wants to. You don't want to get involved in that. The chafing alone.
No, you'll never have babies. Oh, we went dark. No, it's too much. Tom, cut some of this, but not all of it. Some of it's great.
I don't think there's any of this is that bad. Disgusting, but not offensive.
Would anyone like to get on the comms and speak about the situation to the other fleets? Because I feel like this might be useful.
I would, but there's all this glitter everywhere.
I mean, Hood's usually quite good at spurring people on, sort of kind of rally.
I need to find a bathroom or something. Jesus Christ, Dora, it's everywhere. Fucking glitter and like, why is it sticky? Did you put glue in it? Hud goes off to a bathroom.
Yeah, you might need to use a bit of elbow grease to get the stickiness off. Sorry, mate.
You will just hear something incoherent yell from like where the toilets are.
So, what are we going to say to everybody? Um, uh, Right, fuck it. If no one's going to make any suggestions, I get on the comms and I hail down the...
Hang on. Dora. Haven't you got a relation on one of these ships?
Yes. When you say relation, it's a bit tricky. He is my father, but...
Your biological father is on board one of these ships. Am I not wrong?
That's true, but, you know, I don't mean to be like a walking, talking stereotype, but daddy issues, mate. And, he doesn't really like me.
Right, well, perhaps you could put them to one side for just 10 minutes and give him a bell.
Let me do that one last. Or we could just do like a blanket announcement to all the fleet about what's going on, and then I don't have to talk to him personally.
That seems like an healthy way of confronting your problems, aye?
So we're going to say, what now? There's a big tentacle fucker, and he's going to kill us all and take everywhere... And kill us all. And he's in. Where is he in again? So near some sun in one of the thingamabobs. And is that coherent enough?
This is perfect, but more succinct.
I would make sure that you differentiate between fucker with tentacles and tentacle fucker, because they're two very discreet concepts.
It's actually a bit of a hate crime to refer to tentacle fuckers because. You know, rebook.
I'm right here.
I don't know.
One of these you don't want to talk about to your father.
I mean, there was that one time on Ondas when me and Four Dendu just went at it for hours. Anyway, I'll tell you that story another time. So, what's the name of the place that we want to go to? What's the name of the person that we want to kill? And I can relay this message.
This is what happens when your girlfriend gets burnt whilst your DM's doing a recap.
Again, also quite dark.
I didn't do it. Please.
That is so threatening.
We didn't burn him.
It's called the Crucible. You know what it's called. It's called the Crucible.
That's it. Crucible, and do we know the name of the guy? Space Cthulhu.
Tentacle bitch.
You know what the species is? I'm not going to be a cunt about it. I could be, but I can't be bothered. It's called a Xenoterum.
Oh, yeah. Terum.
Xenoterum, a new one.
Nice.
Yeah, you get an eighth of inspiration for that, Tom. Build that up.
I probably should have, saved that for, can we forget I said that, and then I'll say in situ.
No. You've used it now. In situ, that would probably be full-on inspiration, but for now, it's an eighth.
I spunk my load too early there, didn't I? There wasn't even any glitter.
You're like one of these knobs that's launching fireworks.
I don't want my knob to launch fire. Glitter was one thing, but fireworks is not what I want my knob to be launching.
Sorry, I'm the one that keeps trailing us.
A doc, send out a fleet-wide communique, and I will attempt to rally the troops for our final battle against this cunt.
Why are you asking Doc? I'm right here. I'm part of your party. I can do the computers very successfully.
Also, sorry, are you just planning on sort of attacking someone with a fleet?
The Crucible, right? That's where everything's going down.
Do you want us to blow it up? Because that's terrible.
No, we want to... Oh yeah, we should probably... Do we have an idea of a plan?
From the bathroom, Hud just shouts, "Oh my god, Doc, shut up!"
I'm just saying, just...
I said shut up!
Any time we've taken to make a plan... I mean, and I'm fine if there's been one instance of this, but... Have we ever stuck to it?
Have we ever made a plan?
Is this to me? Sorry.
It's kind of an open-ended question to Room.
All right. Oh. I see. It sounds like it was a closed question that you and two other people in this room, one person in the bathroom knew the answer to, and I didn't, and the crewman. I'm guessing you don't. I'm sorry.
I think it's hushy time from you, Doc. You didn't even know that your own commander was being mind-controlled by a squid. So you don't get a say.
Got the point, though.
I'm just going to wing it. Dumas, do your thing.
Greg, can I patch in an all ships communicatione?
Yes, you can do a wide beam transmission. I've chosen to call it that. You can call it an all ships communique.
No, I like wide beam. That's all spectrum.
Wide beam suggests that anyone can listen.
Broadcast on all known frequencies and in all known languages, including Welsh.
Don't broadcast in Welsh.
It's my choice. You're the DM. You cannot tell me.
Right. If you want to broadcast in Welsh, fine.
All known languages, including Welsh.
We're all about the inclusivity.
What about Neo-Welsh? Neo-Future Space Welsh?
All known languages, including Welsh.
What about Cornish?
Including Welsh.
Language. It's not a language.
It is a language. Off of all of them. All known languages.
Tom,
including Welsh.
Tom, what about Dutch?
Does anyone know Cornish?
Portuguese?
Okay,
I mean, knowing languages between all of us is about four.
Mandarin.
Maybe five.
Also, Cornish doesn't exist. Cornwall, sorry, doesn't exist anymore.
What about sign language?
It'll be subtitled. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hieroglyphs.
Sorry. Carry on. Or don't. It doesn't matter.
Right. are we through? Everybody...
I don't know that the computer seems to be telling me that Welsh isn't an option, and the computer's trying to like guide how I'm.
It's a racist computer, man.
Ridiculous. Really? Punch it.
No, it just popped up and said Welsh? Question mark. Are you sure?
I click Y and I press execute.
No.
Oh, you want to execute the Welsh? Jesus Christ!
Execute the Welsh language.
Killed everyone that was in the brig, but that's fine. I don't know why they have a button.
Right, Oliver Cromwell, fuck it out.
Yeah,
oh, wait, that was the Irish.
You successfully open a wide beam transmission. It's not hard to do.
Okay. Hello. Good.
He's back.
Is it evening? This is Aldora Altari, captain of the Golden Rose, and captain. I'm going to say captain of the Sao Paulo currently, because shushy. I am in charge of this bridge momentarily. Not for long. I'll pass it back to you, Doc. But effectively, we've come across a bit of a threat. Guys, there's a thing called a Xenotyrum that has been controlling all the Zamaron to attack us, and that's why we've got in this little pickle. It mind-controlled some of the commanders of the human fleet, which have been dispatched of, and it moved the Crucible towards the sun, which is why it's in its current position. So we think it's currently mind-controlling the human and Eldori people in the Crucible. So what we need to do is to band together like a crew of pirates and anti-establishment pirates and go and fuck up this Crucible and take on this Xenotherium guy who looks like a massive squid. It's got like a squid head. It's disgusting. No offense, Rebook. You've got lovely tentacles.
None taken.
If we could all do this without me coming face to face with my father. Hey, Daddy, I hope you're well. Not really, you're a twat. No, scratch that bit. Can you scratch the bit I just said? Oh, no, it's live. Anyway, much love. I think maybe all the leaders of the fleets get on a private line together and we can discuss our next plan of action. We'll open up one and send over the private line channel or whatever. Dumas, you know all this shit. And then we can discuss next steps and how we can save the universe, because that's what we're going to do. Because we're fucking great. We're going to make the universe great again. All right. Peace out, bitches.
We're all going to die.
Hud comes out of the bathroom, toweling himself down, and goes, okay, cool. So now that's done. What's Dora doing next to the communications equipment? Why is everyone standing around with their mouths open? What did you do?
She complimented my hair.
I just find it hard to believe that in a world of empirical stats attributed to elements of our personalities and skills that we're good and not good at, that this woman is apparently more charismatic than I.
You have to put a bit of passion in your voice sometimes, Dumas, you know, like a little bit of levity and a bit of camaraderie, maybe, I don't know.
I'll have you know that I played the lead in the pantomime of my local dwarf theatre 7 years running.
What was the lead? Were you one of seven?
I find that offensive.
That was actually fucking great.
Dora just can't contain her giggles.
Is that Dora or Mike? Dumas, looking down, you can see there are about four tight beam transmissions coming in.
Can I identify who they're from?
Yeah, fairly easily. I'm not going to make you wrong or anything for that. No, it's three tight beams coming in, sorry. You've got one from the Eldora fleet, one from the Promethean ships, and one from the Conclave fleet.
Can I just ping them all back and say...
Please hold.
Connection received, stand by for direct connection. And I'll...
You can play a horror in this, that's fine.
Yeah. That's essentially what I'm doing, because I need to... So who are they from?
One's from the Eldora.
Yeah.
One is from the Conclave fleet, and one is from the Promethean fleet. You know the commander of the Promethean fleet is Pax. You know the commander of the Eldora fleet is probably Dora's father.
Can I pick up from Pax first?
Yep.
Can connect him through.
Hey. Hello? Is this thing open? Are we on?
Arit Pax, it's here. I've got a couple of people on the line now. How's diplomacy between you all? Because I could patch us all through at once and we could have a bit of a group powwow. Or do you think we're better having a chat, just sort of a tete-a-tete?
Based on current movements, I'd leave the Eldorai out of it. They are,
Now, Pax, that's not very much in the spirit of cooperation, is it?
Neither is holding a defensive perimeter when they've been told that the thing that they're defending is bad. So I would leave them maybe out of it. They seem to be on the other side.
Well, I'll tell you what, maybe I should call the Eldora. Would it be too presumptuous to leave you on standby? And if I just go to the Eldora and see if I can get a quick temperature check? Maybe you could have a honey and lemon while you're waiting.
What's your whole music?
It is Stack Dead Actors by the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Is that what the song's called? You know the one, I mean.
Okay.
Wait. Pax, come on. We're not, you know, a bit emotionally in tune. How are you doing, mate? Since the whole Korchev thing. Are you okay? You bearing up?
I'm pretty keen to kill someone. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there, Pax. Go have your honey and lemon and take a chill pill, because we're looking for peaceful negotiations.
Honey and lemon, what is this?
It's a cocktail, you'll love it. Go do some Googling, you'll have the ingredients, don't fret. It's essentially the juice of a citrus fruit and the anal secretions of a bee.
Okay.
Or is it vomit? It might be the vomit of a bee. I can't remember.
I'll look into it.
I think it might be the vomit. Have a good time. I'm going to just close that off, and I'm going to bring up the Eldora.
Hello.
Why do you talk like that? I had a stroke.
I don't know why you're laughing. That's not what I sounded like.
Hello.
Arit, this is Rear Admiral Dumas Korriban of the Dwarven Fleet speaking on behalf of... Actually, I don't... Oh, shit. Mute. I press mute. What's like? What, who are we on? Are we our own thing here? This was a lot easier in Season 1 where we were the Epsilon Shift.
You are not the Infinity Corps. I would just like to emphasize that. Not the Infinity Corps.
This is Dumas Korriban speaking on behalf of not the Infinity Corps, but I am a Rear Admiral in the Dwarven Fleet and the associated coalition of all good aligned freedom fighters against tyranny in the galaxy.com.
I would like to speak with my daughter.
Right.
Yes, hang on one second. Put them on hold. I've got to admit, for some reason, I thought your dad was the other one, but yeah, I forgot Eldor as you, isn't it?
When I last checked, I don't
know. Right, okay, hang on one sec. You wait there. Sorry, can I ask who I'm speaking to? Give me your name, Horsemaster, and I shall give you mine.
I am Filippo Tari of the Eldorai.
Filippo Tari.
Altari.
Altari, sorry. Your name feels a bit strange on my tongue. I'm not used to it. Please do forgive me, gruff manner, but are you willing to enter peaceful negotiations and discussions around this all for a car?
I would like to speak with my daughter.
Well, so it's a closed question, are you? We can get to your question after you've answered mine.
No.
You're not willing to enter any peaceful negotiations?
No.
Right. Well, I guess that's it then. Tatty bye. I hope you have a good time.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse you for what? This is how diplomacy works.
Speak with my daughter.
Aye, but you're saying that you don't want to enter any negotiations or discussions peacefully, and then you're asking to enter discussions. So until you can tell me that you're willing to at least listen to our offer on the table and enter discussions with us peacefully, then why should I enter discussions with you peacefully? All I'm wishing is to be heard out. You tell us that you'll hear me out and you can speak to your daughter fine.
I will speak with you peacefully.
Jolly good, then. Well, I'll patch you through to your daughter and then we can have a powwow like proper adults, eh?
Not a very good idea.
I mute him. I'm sorry, Dora, but it's probably best that you have a quick chat because the fate of the galaxy is at stake and it's a little bit bigger than you, Savvy. Come on.
And possibly larger than your father issues.
Well, when you put it like that, when you use the word Savvy...
I did. I've been working on speaking at a level you'd understand and appreciate.
Savvy. All right.
Okay. Filippo, I'll patch you through now. Here you go. You're on loudspeaker.
Daughter.
Daddy.
What are you doing here?
I have seen so many videos on the internet that start with the exact dialogue.
Ew.
That's alarming. But anyway, that's... well...
Fucking ew.
Oh, Christ.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
None of it is. None of this is okay.
Does that get cut out?
No, absolutely not. Oh, grief. What am I doing here? Well, you know me, Daddy, I'm
tangling yourself up in it.
Stop saying Daddy after that.
You are making it worse.
I can only get so erect.
Oh my God. You are tangling yourself up in affairs you do not understand.
Look,
oh, Daddy.
I'm not being funny, but I think your... What do you call them? It's your circle of thingamajig or something. Circle of bellends or something, Dad. You know... It's gone a bit too far this time. I understand that you want to change the universe and be more powerful and advance whatever our race or who, whatever the fuck. But your weird Illuminati crew has just gone a bit too far this time. And I think it's time that we rein it in a little bit. Listen to me for once. I've lived a long time, not as long as you, I know, but I've seen a lot. And I believe in a unified universe. Not just the elite leading the way.
You are, as ever, a disappointment. You do not understand what it is we are doing here. This is not for personal gain or power. This is because the galaxy, the universe, cannot stand up to unification. Unification is unbalanced.
Sorry to chip in here. But do you know who you sound like, Sir Filippo? You sound like a Lorendi.
Well, it's not to say anything that they claim is inaccurate. It's just their methods.
Have you spoken to this Xenotirum, Father?
No.
Well, we have. Just moments ago. And I can assure you, on our planet, that once they're done with this region, with this part of the universe, they're not going to give you anything. They will wipe us all out. I looked in that thing's eyes, and all I saw was destruction.
Destruction is essential. Destruction is chaos. Chaos leads to balance, which leads to chaos. The wheel must keep turning, and your attempts to hold it steady would doom everyone.
Look, I understand chaos. I'm a fucking creature of chaos. It follows me all around the planets, you know?
You're a creature of hedonism. You do not understand true chaos or balance.
So, in the spirit of negotiations, what exactly is it that you want, Mr. Filippo?
In the spirit of negotiations, I wish to hold you up.
As in, delay us? Or in a sort of 18th century masked bandito robbing a carriage sort of
hold? You have nothing I desire. I wish to slow you down.
Okay, well, that was the question. To prevent us from doing what?
Anything. Something.
At this point, Hud's going to walk over to the communications and just nod at Dumas and just go, I'm Hud. We've never met. You don't know what you're doing, do you?
I beg your pardon?
You've got absolutely no idea and no plan. These aren't the words of a guy with a plan. These aren't the words of someone who has a divinely ordained path that they truly believe in, that they are seeing unwave as they go. These are the words of a low rent middle manager who's been told something from on high, doesn't really understand why it's happening or how it's going to happen, but it's just sort of going with it. I'd like to speak to the manager, please. I'm done talking with whoever the hell you are. I want to speak to who's really in charge, who actually knows what's going on, who's actually got an idea of what the plan is here. I'm done. I've killed my way across two planets. I've pretty much wiped out an entire species, me and my friends here. We've assaulted a flagship. We've negotiated our way up to the command chain of... this would be the third military we've done it to. We've jumped through space to land on the side of a spaceship. I'm about fucking done. I'm done with you. I'm done with Xenotyrans. I'm done with risking my life for bullshit and speaking to idiots who don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I have a loaded grenade launcher, and each and every one of those rounds has got your name on it. Stop fucking with me. All right, I will come to your house, and I will fuck with you. And I'll burn it the fuck down.
You are a child.
Right, that's it. Boys, we're jumping through space again. I kill the communications. Dora, I know he's your dad, but I'm going to fucking kill him.
Oh, I mean, you know, give a shit, really.
It seems like one way of dealing with father issues.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. I mean, it sounds like really he doesn't want to survive this, so we might as well expedite the process.
No, and what is this shit about chaos and wheel and lack of balance? I don't understand.
Part of this thing called like the group of the wheel or the company of the wheel or some the twats of the wheel.
I don't care what fucking wheel they're on. I'm going to hobble them on it. Right, so here's the plan. We're going to speak to Pax. We're going to use that fucking rage he's got, and we're going to get him to throw everything that he's got at the Eldorite. We're going to sweep in with a ship that you, and I point at Doc as I say, that you're going to give us. We're going to slip in. We're going to blow our way into the Eldorite ship. We're going to kill our way up to the command deck. I'm going to slap the shit out of your dad. And then we're going to find out exactly what where the Xenoterium is. We're going to slap the shit out of him too. And then I'm going to fucking retire because I am done with this bullshit. How's that for a plan?
Solid plan, Hood.
Solid, yes. John, are the Eldorai in between this fleet and the sun?
So where you're actually looking to go is the Crucible. And the Eldorai are in a perimeter around the Crucible. And actually, whilst this communication has been going on, that perimeter has tightened. They have definitely gone into a defensive stance to protect the Crucible.
Okay. So it might be better, Hood. I know that obviously my dad's a bit of a dick, and you want to kill him now because it's personal, because he called you a child, which you're not. You're a whole lot of man, trust me. I've seen you in the shower on the Golden Rose. But I think maybe we head for the Crucible, and we let the other fleets deal with the Eldorai as we sneak by, undetected.
Watching me in the shower aside, that's actually a better plan.
We can use some stealthy things, you know.
Yeah. What the hell happened to our ship?
Which one? Oh, yeah.
It's back on Pax's, isn't it?
The Roses, but what's the other one, the Dendu ship?
Yeah, with the stealth drive.
I think that would have blown out of the sky along with the entire crew.
Rip.
Infinity Core, wet work, from what I remember.
Yep. Actually, Doc, what happened with that? Like, what are the details?
That was orders from Korchev. The ship was located, boarded, the crew was executed, and the ship was scuttled. It's still adrift somewhere in the solar system.
R.I.P. Beltrov and Dr. Rich.
Oh, well, at least there's a silver lining in that Dr. Rich won't be around anymore.
And that other asshole from your crew, I can't remember his name.
Darren.
Oh, yeah, Darren.
Can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Small details. The important thing is that Dr. Rich won't be about anymore.
Right. Okay, cool. I think...
I love how you're so concerned about Beltrov dying.
Yeah, I feel that there's some vengeance required here.
Shall we maybe speak to Pax and the other communication, which I presume is coming from the Valna fleet? Or... I don't know. We've never spoken to them before. This might be fun.
Aye, I can put you through to the other guys. Hang on, give me a tick. Hello, you through to Dumas Korriban, Rear Admiral of the Dwarven Fleet and representative of all good and upstanding souls within the galaxy.
Hello, this is Admiral Stovas Stelkron.
Nice to meet your acquaintance, Stovas. We've got a bit of a situation here, and I was wondering if you'd mind so kindly if I put you through to our chief diplomat. Actually, that's probably a bad idea. Look, we've got a bit of a situation here. There's a few of us on loudspeaker. I thought we could have a bit of a chat about the current situation and the possible, not de-escalation, but the possible avoidance of escalation of arms while we achieve our mission.
Very well.
So as we understand it, the Eldorai fleet has succumbed to the whim of a bit of a megalomania who's kind of sympathetic to the whole destruction of the galaxy based on the invasion of a creature known as the Xenoterium, who's from another galaxy, and he seems pretty intent on doing some right old damage to our galaxy. Now, we've got ourselves a good little coalition here of Prometheans and Valner and the Infinity Corps to an extent, as well as us plucky ragtag bunch. We're hoping we can develop some kind of loosely formed alliance, essentially, to help us achieve our goals.
And what are your goals?
To stop the Xenotyrim from destroying life as we know it. It's punchy.
It is, certainly. You have your elevator pitch.
Please do forgive me. I'm not from a diplomatic background, and I don't often do speak good like the linguistics.
Yes. I am in command of the Conclave fleet. At present, I have not been authorized to undertake any action. I will not interfere, but I will not participate.
What is the main barriers to you joining in with our noble and righteous fight?
Can I quickly mute the line for a second and just speak to Dimas?
Well, you can nod to me and I'll mute the line. I've got the button. I'm the button. All right, so I mute it. The button.
Look, Dimas, we don't necessarily need them to join us. I mean, them sitting out could be fine. If we're going in and we just need a distraction, Pax and their squad will be enough. All we need is the Valner not to come wading in and think that they're under attack. We can do with them just sitting back and just...
Okay, that's fair enough.
On the flip side, if the Valner were to become involved, this would create a greater distraction and take less pressure off Pax's fleet.
True.
Sorry, just to clarify, it's the Conclave fleet. The Conclave is essentially the UN of the Silrain Arc. So you've got the Prometheans and the Infinity Corps on your side. The UN fleet that's present, that Pax was originally there with his Promethean fleet.
Well, anyway, so what be your main reservations about the involvement here? Because I'd love to assuage any worries that you've got.
The reservations are not my own. The reservations come from the Conclave Council.
Are you privy and willing to share with us what those reservations are?
I am neither privy nor willing.
Right, well, fair enough. Okay, well...
If your intentions are not against the Conclave, then I will not interfere. If you move against any planet or station within the sector, I will.
Well, for what it's worth, I come from quite a small planet with a ever-decreasing population, but I speak with good authority that... We have no motivation nor plans to move against any member of the Conclave except those who oppose us, which specifically seems to be the Eldori. Now, we're not trying to start a war. We have no quarrel with the Eldori people as a whole. However, those who are aiding the Xenotyrim, we may come up against them. But I do believe that this is only a small sect of the wider Eldori people.
We have attempted to contact the Eldori already. They have not responded.
So, and I appreciate the diplomatic delicacies of a situation like this, but if we do move against the Xenotyrim, and I specify against the Xenotyrim, we're not moving against the Eldori people, however they may choose to become involved. If we do move against the Xenotyrim, can we rely on you for, at the very least, a stance of non-involvement? Or if the Conclave sees fit to re-establish their position, or reassess their position, should I say, potential support but no commitment, but at the very least, a platform of non-involvement? We don't want to ruffle any feathers. We don't want to go to war with the Conclave. We've no quarrel with you whatsoever, is what I'm trying to say.
Our involvement is unlikely. At this point, we are here to preserve, not engage. If I receive orders otherwise, either in support of the Eldori or yourselves, I will follow them.
Can I ask one favour? And I'm speaking soldier to soldier here. One favour.
Depends on the favour.
If you receive orders to move against us, which as a soldier, I understand that orders are orders. If you receive orders to move against us, could you please open communications with us and give us a chance to talk before any drastic measures are taken? Because I'm sure whatever you hear, I assure you, we're on the same side.
Roll a persuasion check with advantage.
Oh, okay, good job I had advantage. It's an 18.
I will not move against you without instruction. And if I receive instruction, I will let you know.
That's appreciated. As I said, all I wish is that you give us a chance to outline our reasonings for any actions. Not that I believe them to be apparently hostile, but I just want you to know from the off that we have no hostile intentions against the Conclave. You have my word on that.
If it were up to me, I know Pax. I have known Korchev.
Korchev was a good man.
If it were up to me, I would side with you.
I understand. I appreciate that.
My responsibility leaves me here.
I understand. Your hands are tied and your loyalty is commendable.
Good luck.
And yourself. I hang up and turn back to the rest of the group. Well, they're not going to shoot us anyhow, not without telling us first. So I guess it's me being the Prometheans.
It's significantly better than most encounters we've had. Well done, Dumas.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
I've had a bit of an idea. Doc, can I ask, the room with the private communication device, are there any surveillance cameras in there?
No.
No. What about the device itself? Does it log the calls? Does it record them so you can play them back?
No.
Dumas, could you have a little tinker with it and see if you can maybe find the Xenotirum call that went through? It's possible it could be stored somewhere within the device. If we released that to the Conclave, it might be a different story.
I can definitely get a scour the computer system, see if there's any logs or backup recordings or anything like that.
Yeah. Roll a computer check for that. See if you can find any. It's fairly easy to like figure out where it would be. There's only one real control panel in there.
Okay. Tap, 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 a clickety clack on the keyboard. That, my friend, was a 29.
Yeah, you are able to navigate this computer very easily. Did you roll a 20?
I did.
Nice, okay. Yeah, you're able to navigate the computer very easily. Whilst you can find logs that calls have been made and point of origin, point of destination, there's no record of the actual, like there's no...
Oh, I don't know. I'm assuming based on your response, this doesn't make a difference, but I forgot that my intelligence went up. So it's actually a 30.
It doesn't make a difference. I mean, it's
very important as your DC, you know.
You have found everything that there is to find on this. You can find logs of transmissions, points of origin and points of destination for communications, but there are no recordings of any of these.
Can we use the points of communication, Dumas, to triangulate where on the Crucible these communications were coming from and find out where this Xenotirum is?
Can I do that with a 30? Does that work?
You know what? Yeah, fuck it. I'll let you manage that with your 30 because your 30 is pretty 30 impressive. It seems to be coming right from the center of the Crucible. Crucibles, you will be aware, are essentially moons that look like rock but are actually made of metal. They're the source of sorium. They tend to have a central chamber. They don't have many other chambers other than the ones that have been built in by the Silrain population. So yeah, this seems to be coming from the center of that.
So we need to kind of beaver our way into the Crucible. That's our goal.
So just so I understand straight, does it feel like the Xenotirum is within the Crucible?
Roll an intelligence check.
Straight intelligence.
maybe lore if you fancy it, but bear in mind that your lore knowledge of Xenoterium is incredibly limited.
So that's a 19.
So you're aware that it is unlikely that the full physical form of the Xenoterium is within the Crucible. Some of it, maybe, but they are essentially interdimensional beings. The bit that you'd need to fight probably is there, but not the entirety of the being.
Right.
How would we get into a Crucible, though? Are they hollow inside, or...?
They're essentially space stations, because they're mined for Saurium, partly. Hardy, you would have spent a bit of time in a few different parts of the galaxy. You are aware that they tend to have... I feel like man-made is the wrong phrase, but humanoid-made docking bays, and there are tunnels throughout them. They are full of engravings and markings within the walls that are still being studied by the Dendu. The passages and the tunnels and the chambers within tend to be a mixture of brand new, made by people from the Ark, and ancient, that were there long before anyone arrived on the Crucible. Or long before anyone that you know of arrived on the Crucible, obviously. Sorry, I lost track of the question.
But we can get in there. There is access for ships.
There is a point to access it. Most Arks have at least one central docking bay. Some of them, it's built on the outside. Some of them, it is built into the actual structure. You know from basic training within the Ark as part of the Infinity Corps that the one on the Teressa Prime Crucible is a structure built on the outside with an access tunnel.
Do I know where the access tunnel would be for this one?
Within the structure?
Yeah.
It's not going to be a small access tunnel.
So it'll be visible from a ship?
The structure that you would get the ship into, or that you would access, is built around the access tunnel.
So like a hangar?
Yeah, it's essentially a hangar bay on the outside of a moon. I don't know why it took so long to reach that point.
Right, okay. So would Doc have a schematic of the Crucible that they're defending?
It's not something that we would store on the ship, but it's possibly something we could have access to. I could...
Can you see if you've got access to that, if you can find it?
Sure. And he nods over to one of the crewmen who starts typing away at a control panel trying to find out if they can get access to schematics for the Teressa Prime Crucible.
Doc, we're going to need access to the armory. I'm going to need some more blasting charges. I'm not sure about you guys. I think we could all do with tooling up again.
Good plan.
It feels like we're going to need heavy ordnance to deal with this thing.
You can have access to the armories. We have fairly basic supplies, but yes.
You're on a capital gunship and you've only got basic supplies. What about for your drop teams, your landing crews? Like, obviously, like your in-ship security wouldn't have access to much, but surely you've got stuff for like...
We have no specialized equipment. Specialized equipment is for specialized missions. A capital ship is not one for launching a specialized mission from.
Yeah, but you can launch a mass assault from a capital ship.
Yes, a mass assault that requires standard equipment.
Okay, I'm not doing this with you. I'm going to walk...
Explosives, assault rifles, whatever the fuck you want. But we have nothing specialised.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I wasn't expecting an anti-Xenoterium fuck you laser. Just like...
Well, if you do have one of them, then that would be grand.
Yeah,
I don't know what that would be. I assume a really fucking powerful laser.
Yeah, Hud just sort of rolls his eyes. He walks over to one of the techs, the one who isn't looking for the schematics, and just asks, look, can you get me an inventory and what we've got in the armory, just so me and the boys can take a look? While you're at it, can you bring me up a list of any ships you've got available? Fighters, medium-sized, just... cruisers, something that will fit a few people but has got a bit of pep to it.
Pauses for a second and looks over at Doc, who nods at him, and then he nods at you, and then turns on his heel and half sprints away. I guess a half sprint is a run.
As he's going, I'd say, double time, move.
Sprints.
Yeah.
You just did that because you wanted to make him sprint.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. That's half of what command is, let's be honest.
Yeah, but Doc, I don't know what else we need to do to impress the urgency of this situation on you. Some of us may need to run. I'm very tired. I'm bleeding quite badly. Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go find somewhere to sleep.
I can provide you with some quarters. Would you like me to liaise with the Prometheans on plan of attack, I suppose, against the Eldorei?
Hey, try and make yourself useful. There's a first time for everything, and Hud just wanders off.
But can I just point out that we're not focused on specifically taking out the Eldorei. We're taking out the Xenotyrion.
Yeah, but we need a distraction so we can get to the Crucible, don't we?
Aye.
They have a tight perimeter around the Crucible. There's no way of getting a ship through without punching a hole in some way.
Perhaps we could fire ourselves out of the tubes and fly through space and land undetected.
Not doing that again. No, not again.
This idea, and obviously you would die.
We're not experts at this. It's our forte. We'll fire ourselves through space and land on the surface using retro thrusters on our spacesuits to land like an otter on the bank with nary a ripple.
Is he an idiot? Is he an idiot?
Far from it. I've got an
intelligence. Who's Doc saying this to?
Just everyone to the room.
Rebook is just shaking at the thought of having a space mission again after the last one nearly went so badly.
Hud's still wandering off to find a bedroom, and he just shouts over his shoulder, "You're all idiots, except for Rebook. You're okay."
No, that's his throw. I am also idiots. My intelligence score says so.
You can all have a long rest, unless anyone wants to do anything else in particular. Do you want to continue this debate with Doc?
I'd like to do something, if I can, before a long rest.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Is it possible to patch through to Damson?
Using the other communicator, the not ship communicator.
Jazzy communicator.
Yeah, the funky communicator. Yes, you can communicate with him.
Okay, cool.
I've actually, to be fair, just called it a comms chamber, which is unimaginative, but let's go with it.
Does the job.
Yeah.
Hello, mate. Me again.
Oh, joy.
Now, I'm sure you're already aware of what's going on, you know. You've got your fingers in lots of pies. Something I want to try, and I don't know if this is possible through your connections. I don't know how many agents you have in the Eldorei fleet, if any. I want to try and patch through a message to the fleet that will play as we start our assault. The idea being to try and sow some kind of dissent within the fleet so they will turn against their masters. Because I don't think, necessarily, that the Eldorei, as a people, want to destroy the universe. I think they're just being told what to do and following orders. If we can sow some kind of dissent, perhaps it'll be easier.
Certainly something I can try for you. I have a number of... It doesn't matter. Yes, I can patch through a message to the Eldorei 7th Fleet. I will remind you, the Eldorei 7th Fleet is not the entirety of the fleet. The Eldorei are not all here.
True, true. But the fleet surrounding the Crucible is just the 7th, or is it even... Is it?
It is just the 7th. It is just the 7th Fleet, which are not... The commanders of the 7th Fleet are not your average Eldorei commanders. The crewmen are a mix. So it is still worth a try. I will play your message.
You also make a good point that not all the Eldorei are here. So it might be good to send back a message to Eldor as well, letting them know that their commander of the 7th Fleet is doing what he's doing.
I'm not sure if that's possible as well.
I'll do what I can to pass on that message. I believe it will be too late to have any impact on the current affairs, but it may serve later.
Right. Well, I'll get working on some kind of message that we can send out on the assault, and then I'll hail you when it's ready.
Please do.
Excellent, excellent. Well, this was quite a good conversation. Nothing went awry, and you weren't too arrogant, and I wasn't too much of a bumbling idiot, so...
That's not... that's fine. Okay.
Patty byes.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And the image of Harrison Ford disappears. Okay, so you all have a long rest. You wake up 8 hours later. From what you can tell, beyond the Eldorei tightening their perimeter defense and the Promethean fleet moving up alongside the Infinity Corps fleet, not a lot has changed.
Nothing happens.
The Conclave fleet is holding back, so that's the Matakai, the Valna, the Kesh. Essentially, they're around Silwane Prime and they're around the Bastion in orbit of Teressa Prime. So it's essentially it's two fleets versus one. One in a defensive position, the other two in an offensive position. So, yeah. HUD, you have received a breakdown of inventory, which, like I said, it's mostly standard equipment. Like there's not a lot of specialized ammunition or anything. There are an array of grenades, nothing that you've never seen before. So there are stun grenades, there's flashbangs, there are frag grenades, etc. In terms of ships, essentially they have one ship available. This fleet is not equipped specifically for stealth. So the ship that they have available to you is a Striker. So I can give you an idea of a Striker's capabilities, but essentially it's a medium-sized ship. The AC is dependent on the pilot, but it's about 18. The hull points are about 40. Its piloting bonus depends on the pilot. Speed is 6. In terms of capability, it's got dual cannons and it's got missiles. It doesn't have any stealth drive. However, you are also now not a long shot away from the Promethean capital ship, which currently holds the Golden Rose.
Go get my ship. Been away for too long.
Hang on, is your ship categorically better than this ship?
It's got a sensor range of 10. Is this the right thing? Hold on.
Again, closed question. I just want a yes or no.
It has a stealth drive, which is of some use.
Ah, forgot about that. Yep. That could be helpful.
I think it's a similar kind of specs, though, for everything else. Got dual cannons, weapon range 6, speed 6. AC is 18, though, which is pretty good, presumably.
Depends on the point, but yes. It is a very similar ship, which I hadn't realised. It has dual cannons, much like the other one. The only difference is the stealth drive.
Can we take the dual cannons off this one and give them to the Golden Rose and have quad cannons?
That's not how cannons work, and you know it.
Dual cannons plus dual cannons makes quad cannons.
No, it doesn't. Quad cannons make quad cannons.
Bullshit.
I think the Dendu ship had quad cannons. No, Dendu ship had dual cannons. You've never had more than dual cannons.
Not even tri-cannons.
Not even tri-cannons.
It's scuttle of a dead crew now, anyway.
All right.
Poor Beltroth and others.
Mood killer. I like how the bridge of the Golden Rose looks like a smiley face. Sorry, this is a massive aside, but it really does.
Right, okay. Well, so how far are we from the Golden Rose?
Well, it's on the capital ship of the Promethean fleet, so like it's a ship-to-ship transfer. you are within the same fleet, essentially, now.
Oh, well, we might as well go and nip over and get it.
It will take you about half an hour to an hour.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you can get the Golden Rose fairly easily. So I guess now the real question is, what's your plan?
Before we go to the Rose, the armory, is that basically to give us access to anything that's kind of in the book?
In the core manual, yeah.
So in that case, I'm going to stock up on some grenades and stuff. I'm not sure if you guys want to grab anything in particular. Does anyone maybe want to upgrade their armor?
I think I've got the best for my decks, really. Unless there's any special bullets there, but no.
No, no, it's standard issue stuff.
I think when we got that blank check from Damson, we pretty much, yeah.
You rinsed the Prometheus. Well, you rinsed the Conclave for what they had.
Yeah, no worries.
I should have got a nanoweave suit, like, idiot. Oh, well. So, yeah, I'm just going to stock up on grenades and stuff.
I think you actually asked about a nanoweave suit, probably, and...
Oh, they didn't have one, did they?
That's a very specialised ask.
How many of each grenade can I grab without taking the piss?
Within reason of, like, carrying capacity, you can carry about three of each.
Okay. Grab some phosphorus grenades, because I'll burn this motherfucker. Okay, cool. I'm pretty much good to go.
So you've stocked up. At this point, you make your way to the bridge of the Sao Paulo, where Doc and Pax are stood together, coming up with a battle plan. And they turn to you, particularly you, Hud, as you walk in and say, Hud, we can attack this fleet. We outgun it. There are more ships on our side. However, they are in a defensive position. If you wish to get through to board the Crucible, we need something. We need you to do something to help us break through, because just throwing ship against ship is not going to get us that hole that you need.
Yeah, I kind of had a plan for this. What I'm thinking is, if you and your fleet hang back in standby, prepared to move in, maybe start moving in an attack vector when we give out a signal, what we can do is we can use the Rose's stealth drive to get as close as possible to, or potentially even past, the blockade. And then what we can do is, once we're through the blockade, we drop our stealth drive. Then when we become visible on the sensors of the blockade, obviously we become the prime target. The attention of the blockade turns inward. That's when you guys hit them.
It is. And then Pax just jumped in. It's not terrible.
Here's a plan. Why don't we disguise ourselves as a civilian vessel flying towards the Crucible? And when they come in to investigate us, you launch an attack directly on them, and they divert away from the civilian vessels, at which point we reveal ourselves to be our true selves and we sprint towards the Tilium refinery.
I feel like you're doing a bit.
It does seem like you're doing a bit, and it's...
No, it's a direct lift from Battlestar Galactica, but it's a good plan.
Is it?
I say daylight charge across the minefield. It's the last thing they'll be expecting.
I mean, to be fair, it would be a good plan if we weren't facing a death cult consisting of religious fundamentalists. Like, there's a good chance that if they see a civilian ship approaching the blockade, they'll just fire on it straight away without investigating anything.
Well, that's the point. They have to come to get in range. And so there's a decoy, and then there's a double decoy, and the double block is us.
But they don't have to get in range, because we're getting closer to them, because we're trying to run their blockade, because the thing that we want to get to is behind them.
Yeah, but we don't try to run it until they divert against the bluff attack.
Well, no, that's just us hanging around in space. So they obviously won't break the blockade, because then that'll break the blockade.
Oh my god. Watch the episode of Battlestar Galactica. It makes perfect sense.
Well, no, it sounds like a bollocks, bullshit, Trekkie bastard nonsense.
No, it's not Trekkie bastard nonsense.
I would like to say to all of our Star Trek fans, these idiots do not speak on behalf of me. Trekkies are not bastards. You are heroes and stars, and I love you all.
Unless you're all fucking nerds.
Unless you like Enterprise. Unless you like Enterprise, in which case you're a twat and everything wrong with the franchise. Also, not even really part of the franchise. Like, it was never actually Star Trek. It was just called Enterprise, you dicks.
I do feel like I've lost a lot of nerd cred over the course of this podcast. Like, I've called Tolkien a virgin bitch. I've consistently had a go at Trekkies.
I also like how that wasn't a mic drop, John. That was just a mic.
Don't drop it. It's a $15 mic.
Okay. That's what they call me.
Can we not drop the $15 mic?
If they're religious fundamentalists, why don't we get the conclave to throw some sort of pride parade slash military funeral nearby to act as a distraction, and then we can move in whilst they're protesting?
Oh, topical.
Yeah, I feel like with the Battlestar Galactica plan, we need competent pilots.
Wow.
Ouch.
Are you all still alive? Competent pilot.
Darren?
I think it's...
Darren couldn't fly his way out of a fucking paper bag, and we all know it. That's why he's dead.
I mean, he was flying beforehand, but he's dead now, so...
Sorry, Dora. No offense.
Yeah, well, I never liked him anyway. Who's Darren? Anyway.
The amount of stick you gave me and you didn't even like the cunt.
No, Darren wasn't the one you shot.
Oh, right, that's okay.
You shot Todd. No offense.
Oh, that, yeah, I did. You know what? You are right. I remember the life going out of his eyes.
You are a nefarious criminal.
No, we've grown past it now. We laugh with
that. Yeah, to be fair, like, Dora, the time has passed. You've been salty. We're over it now.
We laughed, we cried. We mostly laughed. We didn't care that much.
I'm fine about it now. I mean, Dumas is just a pirate, aren't you, basically? I feel as though that action sets you on a course to become the pirate that you now are. Pirate Admiral Dumas.
Considering I am in the employ of a sovereign navy, I think you'll find that makes me a privateer.
Why are you saying it weird?
What you do in your spare time is entirely down to you. I don't want to know about it. But meet me in my private quarters later on the Rose.
My private quarters later.
Your private quarters.
Surrounded by a private head, surely.
Oh, yeah, I've got one of those.
oh, no!
So, John, how many sessions did you say we thought we had left?
Oh, more than this.
We've achieved the grand total of fuck all.
Oh, no, you've got some vague plans.
It's better than usual.
Let's finalise your plans.
So, from Dora's side, she wants to send out this message to the Eldori fleet through Damson to sow dissent throughout the 7th fleet of the Eldori as we approach them. And hopefully that will give us a chance or better opportunity to break through the barricade.
Okay. And what's your actual plan of attack?
I mean, I was thinking we use the stealth drive to get close. Try and run the blockade stealthily. And then reveal ourselves at that moment. And that signal the attack then. So that we distract the blockade initially. So that the fleet can get a surprise attack on the blockade. Or if we get discovered, then we send word to the fleet to cover us as we try and run the dead alerted blockade.
Infantry do the dying, the fleet just do the flying.
That's the one.
Yes, in this case, the fleet is also the infantry.
And the... Wait, no, hang on. In this case, it's inverted.
It is. Infantry do the flying, fleet just do the dying.
Yeah.
Mobile infantry may be the man I am today.
This blockade, John, is it a full circle around the crucible?
Yeah, it is.
It wouldn't be a very good blockade if it wasn't.
True.
It is pretty tight. they have a fairly full perimeter around the conclave.
So like fairly full, you mean there's some gaps?
There are gaps of about ship size. You could definitely fly a ship between two ships, but you would also be being fired upon.
Yes, that's the difference between a blockade and a fence, I guess.
Yeah, essentially it's a fence that has guns.
But this is like a spherical...
barricaded the way into the planet with billions of ships. Lashed together with cable.
So is it like a spherical blockade around the entire sphere of the Crucible? Okay, cool.
Yes, to defend the sphere of the Crucible against the onslaught from a fleet in space, they have developed a spherical blockade.
Developed. It took the scientists years to figure it out.
It's like if the Cornetto still had the wrapper on.
If one fleet attacks from one side and another fleet attacks from the other side, will it then draw this spherical blockade towards each fleet, and then there will be bigger gaps in the fence? Just a thought.
Well, the fact they're in a holding pattern means that I'd assume they'd have lanes of fire where they could concentrate, so they could pour on lots of fire into two smaller groups trying to attack at different parts, but they wouldn't have to compromise their holding pattern.
So if we attack from one direction, they'd have to concentrate fire in that direction, otherwise be picked off, much like a Cornetto wrapper.
Space is like a Cornetto wrapper. I haven't encountered it often. I mean... Nor do I think about it very much.
So no closer to plan of attack?
I think my plan's pretty good.
I think it would be easier to attack first and us fly in when they're distracted than us fly in, try and stealth through when they're on alert.
The thing that Tom pointed out in Season 1 that is still true in Season 2 is that a cloaking device doesn't exist. If someone is actively looking for a target, a stealth drive will make you harder to find, but not impossible to find.
Is it like we're invisible on electronic devices, but we can still be seen?
This was several years ago, actually. Just after my campaign finished, they invented the invisibility drive.
No, you gave up on that. Like the dwarves maybe invented it, but in a different galaxy.
They sold it to the Jeff Bezos the 18th. And he hit it out for mass consumer purchase. They're very common. Ten a penny.
Although, unfortunately, because Jeff Bezos the 18th was known as Crazy Bazy, it was actually when people opened up their brand new stealth drives to attach to their ships. It was actually just crates filled to the brim with strawberry Cornettos.
It's kind of an Emperor's New Cloak sort of thing. Like, everyone pretends that if you cover your ship in strawberry Cornettos that it's invisible, but everyone also knows that it's not.
But not an Emperor's New Groove kind of thing.
Not an Emperor's New Groove kind of thing, because that's a fantastic film for beautiful people.
Strawberry Cornettos are shit.
They are the worst Cornetto.
They are, hands down, the worst Cornetto.
I don't think I've had a Cornetto since I was a child.
Well, you're a child. You're missing out.
Unless it's strawberry, in which case you're not.
Yeah, no.
So the point being that... someone roll an intelligence check.
Just anyone?
Anyone.
Someone like, intelligent.
You are discussing this plan openly, you can all roll an intelligence check.
I got a 5 for some reason.
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Oh my God, sound good.
That's good, I got a 7.
Hud, tactically you are fairly certain that whilst cloaked, you are unlikely to be spotted by someone that's not looking for you. Approaching a defensive perimeter whilst cloaked as the only ship.
We would get spotted.
You are likely to be spotted.
So what we could do then is the fleet initiates the attack. In the confusion, we switch to our stealth drive. run the blockade, which would then be kind of in disarray, trying to fight off the initial attack, then to buy the fleet time and the chance to withdraw. Once we've run the blockade, at that point in the confusion, we then drop our cloak and signal out to the Eldoro fleet to basically come and get us. We go in hot. That way we get to the Crucible and the fleet is able to kind of survive. Well, so basically we kind of just do a bait and switch on them. Obviously there's risk to us and we might end up going in hotter than we want to, in that we might have to do a crash landing.
Okay. Unless anyone else has a problem with that plan, I can say that that's the plan you're going with.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I mean, it's not a great plan, but it's...
If it means losing the rose, then I have no issue.
Whoa. There's no... Mate, you don't even know what this ship has been through. You know, it always survives, just like its captain, all right?
Well, I feel like you've done a double jinx there, but whatever.
There's no way on Earth that Dora, the Explorer, is going to die in this battle.
We're not on Earth, you idiot.
There's no way on the universe, in the universe. Fuck off.
At this point, Pak does kind of chime in and say, so... The plan is you break through the barricade, draw the attention of the entire 7th Fleet. We withdraw, and you board the Crucible, followed by the entire 7th Fleet.
Well, you wanted us to do something. In a perfect world, you'd just cause a distraction. We'd use the distraction to get to the Crucible, and then you'd sort out the rest. But you wanted us to help you out in some way, shape, or form. So.
Oh, no. That second one is much better.
Yeah.
I mean, the second one's essentially the plan I postulated, but that's fine.
And Pax.
I don't remember that.
More killing involving the second one.
I mean, if there's anything you can do, Pax, to make sure that we're not followed by the entire fleet, that would be most appreciated.
100%.
I give you full permission to kill my daddy.
Good.
Stop saying daddy.
I need permission to kill your daddy. I will kill your daddy whether you want me to or not.
No.
What I'd like to hear.
I don't like it.
Not happy with this.
Kill my daddy, baby.
Daddy, no.
Kill my
daddy. Oh, Christ. It just keeps getting worse.
I've seen the entire volume 1, 2, and 3 of Kill My Daddy.
I'm gonna.
Where the fuck is this going?
I am not role playing this.
Dora, I'm gonna choke out your daddy.
Oh my god! Stop!
I want you to pummel him. Pummel my daddy.
I don't know what your safe words are, but please use them.
It's not necessary. Pax, all you need to do is beat his daddy off whilst we make our way inside.
I will choke you out.
Okay. Can that be the end of tonight?
Please.
Why, do you need to go off and do something? I don't know.
It's hard to play D&D with this massive hard on.
Oh, God.
Oh, turgid.